Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of the show that keeps great music and its history alive. This is the Groove Boutique Radio Show. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, I am your host, DJ Jay Bourne, here to bring you another episode filled with great music, more facts, and more vintage commercials like we do each and every time we enter inside the Groove Boutique. Do remember you can catch the show at djjbourne.podomatic.com. There you can download the shows, and I encourage you to do so. You could also find me on Facebook inside of the group, the Groove Boutique Radio Show with DJ Jay Bourne. There I'll have the shows posted, and you can also find the show posted on my other Facebook music page, Jay Bourne Entertainment. This week, the Groove Boutique Radio Show continues its tribute to the lost art called the monologue. This episode continues what we started a few weeks back in our last episode by featuring some of yesteryear's soul classics that contain some of the most memorable monologues. In the background, you're listening to Joe Sample's cut in All My Wildest Dreams that was later sampled by Tupac Shakur for his song Dear Mama. But we're going to jump right into our program with a lady who always told her audience how it was, raw and pretty much uncut. This is Mildred Millie Jackson with her 1977 release, Feeling Like a Woman, right here inside the Groove Boutique Radio Show. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, I'm your host, DJ Jay Bourne.
Come on, baby, I gotta get off the phone now. I'll be at the address momentarily, and we can sit down and have a nice drink of wine and talk about it. But let me get off the phone and come on home to you. Then we can talk. Okay, sugar?
Honey, I know you're on your way home, but don't hang up just now. There's something I would like to say to you that can't wait till you get home. You've listened to everything I've said today, all my problems, as usual. And I just want you to know how much you really mean to me. And how lucky I really am. You bring out the very best in me. And right now, you got me feeling like a woman. I feel this way with you. Feeling like a woman. I feel so alive with you, feeling like a woman, makes me feel so free to be so much a woman with you. You are my main man. Always the same man. You stand beside me when I'm down or so blue. You are my bold man, never a cold man. I feel excited by this love that we share. My main man, never a vain man. You think about me and you give what I need,
everything I need.
You are my sunshine, my one in a lifetime. You give me reason to believe.
Feeling like a woman.
That was Mildred Millie Jackson with her 1977 track, Feeling Like a Woman. And this next track was one of the best monologues that spoke and detailed some of the women's sentiment of the times. Here is a cut off of Natalie Cole's 1977 album, Unpredictable. This is I'm Catching Hell.
Tonight, I just want to talk to the ladies. Oh, fellows, you're cool, but girls, if you got a good man, you'd better keep him. Oh, I know you're saying right now, what does she know? Who was she to tell me about my situation? Well, I don't know your situation, but whatever it is, you should try to stay together. You know that big argument that you had the other night, remember? Well, today it's not nothing. Just don't let them leave you, honey. Because then you'll find out that it wasn't those real big things you loved about him. It was the real small things. Go on and laugh, but it's true. You know, things that you've seen 1,000 times around the house but never paid any attention to. Like helping with the groceries and helping in the yard and painting and repairing and paying the bills. But you know, now all I have is memories and regrets. I could have given our love a chance to grow, but no. I had to challenge it and be heard. Let me tell you something. That female liberation stuff. I don't know, sometimes I don't think it's worth it. And I'm really feeling kind of bad, y'all. I'm catching hell, living here alone. I never realized, oh Lord, that you mean so much to me. I'm catching hell, living here alone. I want you to come back, baby, come back, 'cause here's where you belong. Oh yeah. If I could replay that whole scene again, oh well, you know that I would never, never say to him that our love is at its end. And whoa, you know that I would kind of took a fool's way out, oh yeah, without one good reason why. I'm catching hell,
got something that's good to you and you don't use it,
sad, sad,
you might lose.
Sad song, song.
So girls, hold on to your good thing.
Got the ball a little bit.
And don't let go.
That was a powerful track by Miss Natalie Cole from 1977 entitled I'm Catching Hell. In 1976, blues singer Denise LaSalle co-penned this track and opened it up with a brutally honest monologue. This is her track, Married But Not to Each Other.
You know, sometimes in your life you may find it kind of hurt to be in love. Especially when you and the one that you're in love with already belong to somebody else. It can be real hard on a woman, because when a woman goes out with the man that she digs, she got to keep watching that old clock on the wall, because sooner or later she's gonna have to make it, baby. A woman can't afford to let daylight catch her sneaking in, honey. And just about the time the man makes it real good to her, she's gonna have to start moving. That's the way it is, see, when you're married, but not to each other. You gotta go home in the middle of the night, try to pretend everything's all right, but it ain't. No, baby, make believe that you've been good. Give your love to the one you should, but you can't. No, baby. 'Cause you're tied to her and I'm tied to him. We don't want to hurt either one of them, but ooh, 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 what can you do when you're married, but not to each other? You gotta be careful where you go. Try to avoid everyone you know, 'cause people talk. You know they talk, baby. You gotta make up alibis, hoping they don't sound like lies in case you get caught. You just might get caught, baby. Hurry up and love him, hurry up and please him. When it gets good, you know. But ooh, ooh, what can you do? Trying to make up alibis, hoping they don't sound like lies if you get caught.
had a lot of unhappy folks back in the days. That was Denise LaSalle with Married But Not to Each Other. And next up are two tracks that spoke of an extramarital affair. And the monologues within are quite comical, to say the least. First up is She Got Papers by Richard Dimples Fields, with a monologue done by Betty Wright from 1981, followed by Barbara Mason's answer, She's Got Papers, I've Got the Man.
We just took a shower. Once again, I'm heading home, but I'm satisfied to the bone. Like so many times before, you had me begging. Running home to her when I prefer. She's got papers on me. She's got papers on me. Getting tired of sneaking in, lying about where I've been. How long can this go on? Pretending to love someone who just don't turn me on. And every time I taste your sweet, sweet lips, I make up my mind to abandon the ship. Man, oh man, she's cramping my style. I look in her face and see your sweet smile, but she's got papers on me. Across, and like it is, ain't like it was. Doesn't she know it's you that I love? Girl, you're more than just some brought out wine and dine. You're the sweet little thing, the sweet little thing, the sweet little thing that's always on my mind. Should've cut the cake, but I found out about you too late.
forgot my sweater and I'm on my way back and I started thinking, what show's been acting strangely? And what is this I hear when I walk up to my bathroom door? You singing about some other woman? Let me tell you something, Mr. Looks So Good. From now on, this house is where you used to live. My, my, my. Don't we look pretty in that suit my money bought? You better come on downstairs and have a seat. But don't you get too comfortable now, because you won't be here that long. Now, I'm not exactly sure about what you're doing, but I know you're doing something. I gave you the best years of my life, trying to be a good mother and a good wife. I made you what you are, you hear me? I paid the house notes. I put you through school. I paid for that pretty car you ride your woman all rear men round in. Now, if I can't be number one, I will not be number two, unless I want to be. And right now, I'm in no mood to be number two. That's right, I got papers on you. And you do understand, my dear, that you must pay me to be free. That's what I said. You're going to pay me for my years and my tears and all my wasted years. And I know being with me hurts you. And I mean, you don't dig me anymore. But I'm hurting too. And you can tell that Dizzy Broad, you know, the one you singing about, the miss sweet little thing that's always on your mind, that I'm not letting you out of this unless you buy me out. I'm not going through no more hard times or bad times, because I can do bad all by myself. All by myself. Yeah, I got papers on you. But now I'm throwing them in the trash can of my memory. Now take your little albums and your little raggedy components that never work, and you can skank. You hear me?
She's got paper.
Just use my life up. Use my body up. Use all my time up.
You're listening to The Groove Boutique with DJ J Bourne.
The story that I'm about to tell you is very true. You see, only the names have been changed to protect me and you. Someday I'll have the papers and the man too. And Betty, I'm addressing this directly to you. I know he may not be able to marry me, 'cause it's gonna cost him too much to get free. And I don't mind being his woman on the side, with him and he's in love with me, and I ain't got no pride. I'll let you be the one. You'll always have the papers on him while I'll be the one.
Be the one, be the one
who'll wind up with him in the I give him what he needs, and that's good loving all the time.
Hey.
And girl, he can't help but call out my name. 'Cause when he's making love to you, I tell you, he's doing it in vain. And I'll let you be the one.
Yeah.
see, I've never been in position to give him any material things. But then I've never demanded no promises, no papers, and no rings. See, while you was always home complaining and always demanding, I was there always so very patient and understanding. And ladies, you need to take heed to this advice and think twice. You see, every time your telephone rings and somebody hangs up, don't go accusing that man talking about, I know that must have been your woman. Because in my case, we had spent the entire weekend together, so then there was no need for me to call. Yes, and I'm always on his mind, because I give him plenty of loving all the time. Yeah, Dimples came and told me that you called me out of my name. And now that is mine, I'm woman enough to accept the blame. You see, it's not so important for a woman to be married to a man on paper. For it's more important to have the man's heart, which in my case, I had right from the start. I ain't trying to be smart. You see, every time he leaves me, you know, after we've made love, or I've been made love too, by the time he gets on there, nothing else he can do. God, he's only one man. He don't see us trying to split the man in two. And you remember those last 7 suits you bought and paid for? Well, I've been seen with him in those suits. 7 different places, 7 different times, 7 different days, and I'm not gonna mention the 7 different nights. But that ain't none of your business. You know, and he always had a home away from home with me. So there ain't no need for him to get comfortable. You was right. See, because I have his slippers, his bathrobe, and that component set that you told me takes with him when he left. Child, that's in my bedroom, and me and him make love by that every night. Look, girl, let me tell you one thing. Wasn't it you that I bumped into when I was in the drugstore? Seemed to me everything on you was out of place. You see, I didn't get him by wearing no war paint on my face. I just give him what he wants, when he wants. And that's love. I know he can't help but call out my name. I hope he don't make a mistake and call you me. Listen, there's one more important thing that I must leave with. Betty, that is, whatever it costs him to get free, he can get it from me.
She's got the paper.
I'm gonna start calling Barbara Mason the troublemaker, because the last show she had, she did From His Woman to You, which was an answer to Shirley Brown's Woman to Woman from 1974, and here she goes messing with Betty Wright and Richard Dimples Fields with She's Got Papers, I've Got the Man from 1981. And here are a trio of sisters that originated in Detroit, Michigan, but found fame under the production of Philly producers Kenneth Gamble and Leon Huff. This is the Jones Girls with I Just Love the Man from 1980.
Hey, Shirley.
Yes, Valerie.
You know, we're your sisters, and we love you.
Right.
I've been watching you, and you don't look good at all.
Oh, no.
I hate to tell you this, but your man, he ain't doing you a bit of good. He's running you in the ground. You should leave him. Cut him loose. I mean, you're a young, nice-looking girl. Everybody likes you, even me.
Oh, yeah.
You have a nice personality, and so on and so forth. And you know you can get another man. Somebody who's gonna treat you like a lady.
Look, you know, I know that you love me and I know you're concerned, but there's one thing that you just don't seem to understand.
I just love a man and I don't care what you say. I just love a man 'cause he treats me the way that I want to be treated. When it comes to loving me, he's all right. When it comes to providing for me, he's all right. He's my inspiration.
I don't know who you're trying to fool. And even Mama said we should talk to you about this.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's right. Because all that stuff you talk about him providing for you, that don't mean nothing. I mean, where was he at when your rent was back 3 months? And we had to all put a little bit of money together to keep a roof over not only your head, but his head, too. You see, I'm not trying to get in your business, but I just couldn't hold this back any longer.
See, I'm glad you and Mama and Valerie, I'm glad you're all concerned. But this is something you will never understand.
I just love the man, and I don't care what you say. I just love him, 'cause he treats me the way that I want to be treated. When I need to be needed, when it comes to loving me, he's all right. Yes, he is. When it comes to providing, he's all
That was the Jones Girls with I Just Love the Man from 1980, I do believe, on Philadelphia International Records. And here is Mr. Richard Dimples Fields once again with his hit from 1982 that many of us can relate to. If it ain't one thing, it's another.
I'm making this song for all the people who at times in their lives feel bad. You know when you feel like even your blues have blues?
If it ain't one thing, it's another. If it ain't one thing, it's another. It's a crazy mixed up world, it's a dog-eat-dog world. Life is full of strife, people just aren't nice. Everybody's talking smack, running games on this and that. Racial resentment adds to discontentment. Talk to any guy, he'll tell you taxes are too high. Books, movies are corrupt, suicide is way up. It's all a sorry lot. Some folks say it's cause of my phony ego trips. Wow, everyone has flipped. If it ain't one thing,
it's another.
If it ain't one thing,
it's another. Everybody's shacking up, married folks are packing up. Country's going up in smoke, where is Noah with his boat? Blacks marching on D.C., 400 years, still not free. Martin paid all a man could pay, still he's not a holiday. Folks messing with my mind, make me a Frankenstein. This woman by my side, she's Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. Can't get my head on right. Problems day and night to calm my nerves. I tried smoke. Doctors give me dope to cope.
If it ain't one thing,
it's another. Funky two-bit job went on strike. I put up with a lot of crap I don't like. And to add to my woes, this ugly woman named Sadie called and said she's having my baby. Lord have mercy. From my day of birth, I've called hell on earth. A number is all I am. Ain't got no friends, don't give a. If you ain't no pull, you gotta put up with a lot of bull. This funky world is cold. Oughta flush myself down the.
If it ain't one thing,
it's another.
If it ain't one thing,
it's another. My friends, I wonder if it's okay if I talk to you this evening. A long time ago, my old grandmother, bless her heart, used to sit me on her knee and pull out her good book. And she said, my son, my child, don't you ever get too grown, too famous, too rich, to forget the man upstairs. Matthew chapter 24. And there the disciples were talking to the master, and they said, Lord, tell us what will be the sign of your coming and the end to all this confusion on earth. And the good Lord said, my
children, watch out that nobody to save you. For in the last days, there'll be a lot of tribulation, wars and famines and earthquakes in different places on the earth. And there'll be no understanding among people. He said, but as you see these things occurring, don't you become too discouraged. Just lift your heads up high, because your deliverance is getting near. And he spoke about the proclamation about a coming kingdom or government of God that would eventually take over this earth and rule over the whole earth. And oh, I turn to Daniel chapter 2. And there Daniel describes that this kingdom will not be an earthly kingdom, but it will be ruled by God. And open the book of Revelation, it talks about how there'll be a lamb, is Jesus, and his faithful 144,000 who would bring all mankind back to perfection. Ah, some of you out there know exactly what I'm talking about. And Isaiah a long time ago said, oh, I see old people growing young again. I see lame people running and leaping just like a gazelle, and blind people will see again. We won't have to worry about our children going outside to play at night. They'll be able to play with a snake, the other animal, and there'll be brotherhood and peace and tranquility on the earth. Oh, it makes me feel good when I read over in Revelation that it say God would wipe out every tear from our eyes. Yeah, that's in Revelation chapter 21. Why don't you pick up the good book and read about it for yourselves? And my friends, I don't know if I'll ever see you again. Life is certainly uncertain these days. I'm sure you'll agree to that. But keep dreaming a big dream. Get down on your knees and ask the big guy in the sky for his spirit to sustain you. And pray for me. I'll be praying for you. Good night.
Dimples took us to church, didn't he? And that was a very, very good message. That was Richard Dimples Fields with If It Ain't One Thing, It's Another, that came out back in 1982. We're going to take a commercial break, and on the other side of this break, we're going to come back with more soul classics, with more great monologues right here inside the place where great music and its history is kept alive. This is the Groove Boutique Radio Show. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, I am your host, DJ J Bourne.
Reggie Jackson. An outstanding World Series. 3 home runs in one game.
Now that was a day I'll never forget, and it helped me to get my own candy hit. Reggie, with a rich caramel center, lots of fresh roasted peanuts, and a super chocolatey covering. Reggie, the candy they named after me. Mmm. Reggie, you taste pretty good.
CIUT Radio proudly celebrates African Heritage Month with this important moment in Black history.
This is a man's world.
Aunt Jemima is a Black character who advertises pancakes for the Quaker Oats Company. However, while she may appear well-dressed and in pearls now, originally she was old and her hair was wrapped in a kerchief, indicating that she was a servant. Actually, the real Aunt Jemima was a slave by the name of Nancy Green. When 2 vaudeville performers mocked her in a blackface routine, the inventor of the pancake flour decided to use her image to sell their product. This seems incredible now, but Aunt Jemima is just one of many racist depictions of Black people used to sell products. Rastus, the cream of wheat chef, the Coon Chicken Inn, Sambo's Restaurant, Darkie Toothpaste, Niggerhead Matches, not to mention hundreds of piggy banks, lawn jockeys, ashtrays, clocks, and toys were all commonly owned products 50 years ago that depicted Black people in some sort of offensive way. The popular music of that day is no less shocking. Songs such as She Gettin' More Like the White Folks Every Day and All Coons Look Alike to Me were extremely successful hits. This, of course, in the backdrop of American history, where signs such as Whites Only outlined the social markers for Blacks, not to mention the routine practice of catching Black people and hanging them up a tree known as lynching, were the daily realities of American life. Lest anyone think that racist images no longer appear in advertising, Sony, Budweiser, and KFC, not to mention corporations in Italy and China, have all been questioned for recent ads featuring racist, anti-black content. Find out more for yourself about the history of people of African descent and their contribution to world history all throughout African Heritage Month on CIUT 89.5 FM.
This is Joe Levy, and you're listening to the show that keeps great music and its history alive. The Groove Boutique Radio Show with DJ Jay Bourne.
Talking about the power of love now. I'm gonna tell you what love can do. You know when they say love makes the world go round, that's the truth. Love can make you or break you. It can make you laugh, it can make you cry. It can make you happy, it can make you sad. Or if you hung out real bad, in a case of jealousy, love can make you mad. Oh yeah. Everybody's got his own thing. Everybody's got his way of doing a thing. Now we shall attempt to do a tune. Very popular. And it was written by one of the great young songwriters of today. Now, I don't know what he was thinking about or what inspired him to write this tune, but it's a deep tune. It's a deep meaning to this tune because it shows you what the power of love can do. I shall attempt it to do it my way, my own interpretation of it. Like I say, everybody got his own thing. I'm gonna bring it on down to Soulsville. Now I want you to bow along with me for a few minutes while I set it up. Now I want your imagination. I want you to travel with me. This young man was raised in the hills of Tennessee. When he reached the age of maturity, he moved to the West Coast. And he fell in love when he got out there to this young girl. Oh man, she was out of sight. She was bad. Started dating, and then the inevitable came engaged, and they were married. They were happily married. That's right, they lived in LA. Oh, the power of love was upon them. But you see, girls, I don't mean to come down on you. But this man loved this woman so. You know, they said love is blind. He could see no wrong, no, no, no. He worked every day. And sometimes he pulled overtime, double time, triple time. He bought anything that this woman's heart desired, anything that he could rake and scrape. Spent his last dime on a woman because he loved her. You know, girls, you can take love and kindness sometimes for weakness. And she took it for granted. She said, I got a fool, and I know I got a fool. I got a good thing.
Yes, you stand around on the corner. You understand? Meet with a friend. She would go to beauty salon, get her hair fixed. She'd go shopping. And she would brag about her good thing that she's got. Yeah. And she tipped out on him too. She ain't nobody gonna believe what you tell him, no way. Fool. Oh yeah, girls, you do like that sometimes. But one day, old boy got sick and he had to come home. I don't have to tell you what he found. Oh, it hurt him so bad. He said, "Baby, mama, why?" That's all he could say. That's all he could say. He was hurt. But she said, "Oh, gone, fool, you doing it." But the man wasn't doing it, but that's the only excuse she could give him. He said, "Mama, I can't take it. I got to leave you. I'm going to leave you." He packed his little rag, you understand? And he started out the door. And when he reached the driveway, you understand, he went in that bag just like my man, Tyrone Davis. And he said, "Oh, mama, 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 can I change mind?" You see, the power of love was upon him. And he came back. Oh, yes, he did. Well, she tried to straighten up. She said she was going to straighten up. She got a little job to help him out with the bills, too. But that was just a sham. Because he found it again and again. And 7 times he left this woman. 7 times he came back. Oh, but you know, the heart can take so much. That's right. You can kick a dog around for so long, and he'll get tired. He'll turn. And he'll take all that he could stand. And the 8th time that this went down, he said, "Mom, I got to go." With tears in his eyes, he said, "I'm gonna leave you, baby." He said, "I ain't coming back." He said, "I'm leaving my heart right here, but I got to go." You see, because this man can't take no more. She didn't believe it. He packed his clothes. He got in his 1965 Ford. He started out. 3 times he started to turn back before he reached the outskirts of the city. But he kept on going. "Oh, I don't want to go, but I got to leave you, mama." And he's been going down the highway. I guess it was around 3:30 in the morning. He could hardly see the road, the tears in his eyes. That's right, he was crying. They were meeting on his chin. He could barely see the sign that read on the side of the road. The next town, 125 miles away. And these very words came into his mind. He said, "By the time I get to Phoenix, she'll be rising. Oh, and she'll find a note I left hanging on the door. She'll laugh when she reads the part that says I'm leaving. She will. Why? 'cause I've loved that girl so many times before. Oh, by the time I make another cookie, she'll be working. You'll probably stop at lunch just to give her sweet goodbye a call. Oh, she'll hear all the phone keep right on ringing and ringing and ringing and ringing, oh, and ringing off the wall. Mama, 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 that's all. And by the time I get to Oklahoma, she'll be sleeping. She'll turn softly in her restless sleep. Call my name. Oh, then she'll cry just to think I would really leave. But time after time after time after time and time again, I tried to tell her so, but she was a non-believer. I would really go. Oh no, I hate to leave you, baby. Yes, I do. I really, really, really hate to go. Oh yeah, but this heart of mine just can't take no more. I've taken all that I can. You should have known what you were doing to the man. Yeah, 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 yeah. You see, when I left, baby, I left a piece of my heart.